Вие сте со SPS на Македонски. Наградата Арчибалд, основана во 1921 година, се смета за најпрестижната награда за портрет во Австралија. Сали Славица Велевска стана еден од ретките, може би и единствен уметник од македонско потекло, кој што се вброи меѓу илјадници конкуренти во борбата за освојување на овој уметнички врв и паричната награда од 100.000 долари. За предмет и инспирација за незиниот портрет, Сали ја избра познатата професор доктор Лили Стојановска, која има голем придонес во обштеството. Останува да се види дали портретот на Стојановска ќе ја обезбеди место меѓу наградените на македонската уметница Велевска. Победникот ќе биде објавен на 7 јуни. На SBS на Македонски, јас сум Радица Бојковска-Димитровска, а со талентираната Сали Велевска, разговорот на англиски го води колешката Маргарита Василева.
Сали Велевска, welcome back to SBS Macedonian.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me back on.
Well, look, I'm very excited to be chatting with you again about your more recent work, which is quite broad, and as you paint landscapes, life drawings and portraits. Have I missed anything?
No, that's a bad hit. I'm actually going into a little bit of even abstract art. So easy to do in comparison, and then sometimes it's even harder. So, yes, I'm up for all these different genres in art.
Yes. The last time we connected was during the COVID lockdowns when you told us about a swing towards portrait paintings, mainly because people needed an outlet during that period of stagnation and turned to art as a means with which to reignite interest, excitement and even fantasy through having you paint their individual portraits, their family portraits and even portraits of their pets, which is always very popular.
Yes, it was a difficult time for many people during lockdown, and that's when I was able to actually even thrive, just because I had the time and the need. And for the art side, it was very exciting, and I made the time to do that. So I enjoyed even more so the artwork as a release as well.
And because of the COVID restrictions, people had to send in their photographs, didn't they?
Yes. As a form of reference, even pet portraiture and family members, that was really the only way we could do it.
But the interesting twist to that was that clients were requesting to be painted as kings and queens and princesses and Robin Hoods, roving minstrels and the Napoleons of the world.
Yes.
So there was a strong element of fun and fantasy.
Yes, why not? You know, sometimes they can't achieve that with a photo. So a painting, you can do anything. Artistic license, we call it.
Yes. And it was a great opportunity to hone in on your artistic representation of people or portraiture, because in just under a week, the winner of this year's prestigious art prize, the Archibald, will be announced. That's on the 7th of June. And you're one of the contenders with the selected portrait. Sally, congratulations and the best of luck to you.
Thank you. The reason I actually entered it, it was just to find the time, to make the time, because I enjoy doing portraiture. Sometimes life gets in the way, a wonderful life, an exciting life, but I need to find more time. And this is why I specifically said, find the time, do this, and I'm excited to do it because it's a great opportunity to put my work out there and lift my game, as it were. And I really enjoyed it, and I'm grateful that Lily accepted to be my sitter, my subject for this, my very first Archibald Prize entry.
Well, Macedonians are congratulating you continuously on social media. Lots of support there from many in the Macedonian community. Yeah, you had said you were aiming to enter the Archibald in our last chat, and you did just that.
Yes. Like I said, that's the reason I've been looking forward to it, and to showcase someone that is within our community, Lily was the perfect candidate for me.
Now, as far as I'm aware, there is a strong Macedonian art community in Australia, and you may very well be the first Macedonian artist to actually enter the competition. Are you aware of any others going down this path?
I'm not sure. I haven't looked it up. As in, there's thousands of entries. There's amazing artists. I haven't come across any names that have been selected in the, let's say, 30-40 portraits that actually go on exhibition.
Yes.
And there might have been some other artists that don't qualify for that, or it's very prestigious. It's and the counsel that and the other judges look for very specific things. Sometimes my favourite portrait that I prefer don't even get selected. So or the winner is something that the committee looks at differently. But it's a wonderful selection. Yes, very interesting.
Well, not only do we suspect you're the first Macedonian artist to enter the Archibald, but you've chosen your sitter for the portrait to also be of Macedonian descent, which is fabulous, and what a wonderful subject you've chosen. It's our very own Professor Lily Stoyanovska.
That's right. I'm glad you agree. She's so worthy of this, and I'm honoured that she accepted. She had to sit there for hours and very still whilst I try to capture the light and the essence of her, and I hope I was able to convey her warm nature. She's got a lovely smile. She's just a lovely person. Apart from her amazing career, she's a very warm lady, so I really enjoyed that.
Yes, well, been involved in medical research for many years, teaching and supervising undergraduate and postgraduate students in the area of women's health and well-being and nutrition, and she's published widely in international journals and has presented her research findings at national and international conferences and seminars. And she's also author of 4 books and founder and chair of the Women's Wellness in the West Network at Victoria University. So her CV packs quite a punch.
I told you she was a brilliant candidate for this. So I am honoured that she accepted to sit there and have a portrait painted by me. And I don't know whether she knew much of my work, but I hope I just conveyed her image and a little bit about who she is just with her smile. So.
Well, Sally, tell us how you came to select Professor Lily Stoyanovska as your sitter for the Archibald in the first place.
Well, I knew of her and I've met her in the past casually and within the Macedonian community, and then I knew she has an amazing career, and I know she has helped many, many people, many students, many, many women around the world with her writings and research, like you said.
Yes.
So I thought that what a token of, I guess, the community's appreciation of what she has done. That's what I wanted to do, really honour her with a portrait.
She's also a recipient of the Victorian Honour Roll of Women in 2004 as an international educator of women's health, and her expertise includes the use of complementary and alternative therapy as well as improving women's well-being through exercise and dietary intervention. But
amazing woman.
Yes. Tell us how you came to use the medium you chose for the painting. What guided your choice?
Recently, I've gone into using acrylics. I find them faster to dry than oils, although I love oils as well. It was just I've been using them more often, and I wanted the colour that they can produce and longevity of the actual painting as well. You know, the life of the painting will just last for generations. She can pass on.
What will happen to the painting? Where is it destined?
Like I said, over 1,000 entries each year, and only about 30 or 4 get selected to go on exhibition. They're the finalists. And then there's a packing room. People that actually work, the staff there, choose the packing room prize, and then the Archibald is selected by the committee. And the ones that aren't selected for that small number to go on the exhibition will be returned to the artist. And in my case, I said I will give that to Lily for her to keep, like I said, as a token of my appreciation for all the work that she's done, and as a community, as a Macedonian community, just honour her and give her that as a gift. So she will hang it in her room.
That's wonderful.
Home. So, yes.
Lucky Lily. Now tell us about the style. Can you describe what style you've painted her in?
I would say it's semi-realistic, not super realistic. Mm-hmm. I wanted to capture the light and recognise and have a likeness of my portrait. That is my style. It's not super realistic because there's people that just do amazing realistic. Mine's semi-realistic, And in future, I would even like to do more loose work. Within this particular painting, there's realistic her face, say the jewellery or the watch, but right. then the dress kind of becomes looser, the background is looser, and it's about colour and not so much detail. So that's what I'm aiming for. That's my style. And like I said, I just want to even go looser a little bit. Sometimes you can get realistic representation, or you can tell it's that particular, it represents or that art, the sitter, without spending too much on detail. You can still tell it's that person. That's what I want to capture, a little bit of the essence, rather than spend too long on doing the handles on the watch or the sparkle of the jewellery. Right. So that's what I aim, to capture the essence of the person.
Right. The sparkle of the jewellery, I might add, might say a lot about the person too.
Yes. Lots of fun.
Sally, is there a requirement for the dimensions of the work?
There is, but I was within that. I believe, you know, it's up to even 9 metres if they're panels, or and you can do as small as you like as well. So I just kind of took, this is a little bit larger than I normally would do a painting of, but it's still just something within my comfort zone. Slightly larger than normal, but I think it will fit wonderful in Lily's home.
So what dimensions are we actually talking about?
Oh, it's about, it's within the New South Wales Gallery, so I'm not sure the exact size. It was like a metre and a half by a metre 20.
Right.
So it's a decent size. It's something that I can eventually finish painting. If it's too large, it would take me too long. And if it's too small, I couldn't use my style either. So I think it's just what I'm accustomed to doing and enjoying.
And what kind of responses have you received from people who know you and your work?
Oh, wonderful. All the responses have been really great. So that's the bonus for me. Like I said, I'm gifting it for free to Lily, but there's also other people that have recognised my work, and just to showcase my talent, my work out there, to put it out there as well.
And
I enjoyed that.
Yes, and is this the first competition you've entered?
Actually, it is, and I've aimed really high. I've gone for the top of the top. But it was about just really getting more into painting, and I'm already thinking of my next sitter, so it's so exciting.
Wow. And so how confident are you?
Oh, I think zero, as in chances of winning. However, like I said, that's not the reason I did it. It's just to really do more art. It really was about the excitement of putting paint on the canvas. I just want to do more of this, and I enjoyed it. It had its struggles. It's not that easy, but I just enjoy painting, and I wanted to do that, and it wasn't for winning, because like I said, the selection is something that you don't expect, and it's not always my favourite portrait doesn't always win, and I've got so much respect for all the other artists that are in there. The calibre is just amazing. So it's not about winning. That chance would be like zero, but I did it for other reasons. So I'm excited, and this is my first one, and it took courage to do that, because, you know, there's people judging it. But I will continue to do this from now on, always.
Right. So do entrants actually get an opportunity to see the competition overall?
Not all the entries. Mm-hmm. Like I said, there's over 1,000.
Yes.
But the actual exhibition of the finalists and the winner will go on tour. So, yes, first of all in the New South Wales Gallery, and then it will do a tour around the country in selected galleries. So, yeah, people will have an opportunity to view the finalists and the winner.
And finally, Sally, if you don't win, would you be open to trying again?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Like I said, this, I believe it's zero chance, but I did it for other reasons. I really thoroughly enjoyed it, and it forces me to do more painting. That's what I want to do. I want to find the time, create the time to do. And straight away, I'm already thinking about my next sitter. I'm open for suggestions and so excited for next year.
Well, Sally Wilewska, thank you for speaking with SBS Macedonian. Fingers crossed for the 7th of June yes. announcement of the winner of the 2024 yes. Archibald yes. Prize. The Macedonian community is right behind you and the best of luck.
Thank you so sweet. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time and really enjoyed spending and painting this. So again, thank you to Lily and yourself for doing this, and hope you can interview her too and just find out even more what a wonderful person she is. So.
Some people will remember that right at the beginning of SBS, Lily was one of the first broadcasters on SBS Radio, yes. the Macedonian language yes. program. So she began yes. right back in 1975 together with Boris Trajkov. And yes. Slobodanka yes. Trajkov, I guess, came later. And yes, so she, she's done quite
just
a few things.
Mentioned, yes, like part of the Macedonian community and trying to teach, also a teacher like in languages in for teenagers, you know, how they go to like a Saturday school. So yes. she did that, and she's also taught Macedonian women, you know, English and just good stuff. Very,
yes.
very,
very
in
supportive.
The community. Yes. Very much so. So yeah, you can maybe mention it once you have her, the interview with her.
Yes,
so.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Terrific. Yeah. Sally, thank you very
thank
much.
Стиснете, ми се допаѓа, споделете, коментирајте. Следете ја SPS на Македонски на Facebook.